As I lay slumbering in my bed one night, a fearful vision did me sore affright. Methought I saw a soul departed late, by it the body in a poor estate. Wailing with sighs, the soul aloud did cry, upon the body in the coffin pie. And thus the soul to it did make her moan, with grievous sobs and many a bitter groan. O sinful flesh, which now so low doth lie, whom yesterday the world esteemed so high, it was but yesterday the world was thine, the sun is set which yesterday did shine. Where is thy train that did attend on thee? Where is thy mirth? Where is thy jollity? Where are thy sumptuous buildings and thy treasure, thy pleasant walks wherein thou tookest pleasure? Gone is thy train, thy mirth to mourning turn, thou in a coffin, in a shrine art turned. For thy rich clothes thou hast a winding sheet, thy high-built roof now with thy mouth doth meet. But I, poor soul, was framed a noble creature, in likeness to my God of heavenly feature. But by thy sin, while we on earth abode, I am made fouler than a loathsome toad. O wretched flesh, with me that art forlorn, that well may wish thou never hast been born, thou wouldest never to any one agree, for which we evermore shall damned be. I am and must forever be in pain, no tongue can tell the torments I sustain. But thou and I, we must descend to hell, where we in frying flames must ever dwell. It was thy pride, deceit, and luxury hath brought these torments both on me and thee. Thy wife, thy children, friends whom thou didst trust, do loathe thy carcass lying in the dust. The book of God, which is both true and sure, witness at large what sinners shall endure. Thou that within the bed of earth are laid, arise and answer to the words I've said. I know thee well, my soul which from me fled, which left my body senseless, cold, and dead. Seest thou to say the fault was all in me, when I will prove the fault was most in thee? Thou sayst that I have led thee oft astray, and from well-doing drawn thee quite away. But if the flesh the spirit's power can move, the fault is thine, as I will plainly prove. God, you do know, created you most fair, and of celestial knowledge gave you share. I was your servant, framed of earth and clay, you to command, and I for to obey. 'Twas in your power for to restrain my will, and not to let me do these things were ill. The body's work are from the soul divided, and by the soul the body should be guided. The body of itself no ill hath known. If I did what thou didst, the guilt thine own. For without thee the body resteth dead, the soul commands, it rests upon thy head. So to conclude, thy guilt exceedeth mine. Oh, how the worms do tear me in my shrine, and therefore fare thee well, poor sinful soul. Thy trespasses pass mine, though they are foul. Most wretched flesh, which in the time of life was foolish, idle, vain, and full of strife, though of thy substance thou didst speak to me, I do confess I should have bridled thee. But thou through love of pleasure foul and ill, still me resisted and would have thy will. When I would thee, O body, have controlled, straight the world's vanities did me withhold. So thou of me didst gain the upper hand, enthralling me in worldly pleasures' band, that thou and I eternal shall be drowned in hell, when glorious saints in heaven are crowned. But flattering fancy did thy mind so please, thou never thought to die till death did cease. This was thy fault, and cursed was our fate, which we repent, but now, alas, too late. Oh, now I weep, being scourged with mine own rod, we both stand guilty for the face of God. Both are in fault, and yet not equally. The greatest burthen soul on thee doth lie. Know it so mean, but this for truth it knows, that where most gifts of virtue God bestows, there is most due and ought repaid be, and unto this there's none but will agree. But foolishly thou yieldest unto me, and to my vain desires didst soon agree. But, oh, I knew not at the latter hour, but thou and I shall find a death most sure. I greatly fear an everlasting fire, yet one thing more I do of thee desire. Hast thou been yet among the fiends of hell? Is no hopes left that we with Christ may dwell? False flesh, remember, Devas was denied. when for one drop of water he so prayed, thy question senseless body wanteth reason. Redemption now is hopeless out of season. Vile body, go and rot in bed of clay until the great and general judgment day. Then shalt thou rise and be with me condemned to hell's hot lake forever without end. So fare thee well, I will no longer stay. Hark how the fiends of hell call me away. The loss of heavenly joys tormenteth me more than all tortures that in hell can be. Oh, are you come, whom we expected long? Now we will make you sing another song. Howling and yelling still shall be your note, and molten lead be poured down your throat. Such horror we do on our servants load. Now thou art worse than is the crawling toad. 10,000 torments thou shalt now abide, when thou in flaming sulphur shalt be fried. Thou art a soldier of our camp enrolled. Never henceforth shalt thou the light behold. The pains prepared for thee no tongue can tell. Welcome, O welcome to the pit of hell. At this the groaning soul did weep most sore, and then the fiends with joy did laugh and roar. Those devils did seem more black than pitch or night, whose horrid shapes did sorely me affright. Sharp steeled forks each in their hands did bear, tusked their teeth line crooked mattocks were. Fire and brimstone then they breathed out, and from their nostrils snakes crawled all about. Foul filthy horns on their black brows they wore, their nails were like the tushes of a boar. Those hellish fiends fast bound this wretched soul, and dragged him in, who grievously did howl. Then straight methought appeared in my sight a beauteous young man clothed all in white. His face did shine most glorious to behold, wings like the rainbow and his hair like gold. With a sweet voice, all hail, quoth he, arise and write what here thou now dost see. Most heavenly music seemed then to play, and in a cloud he vanished quite away. Awaking straight, I took my pen in hand to write those lines the young man did command, and so abroad into the world it sent, that each good Christian may in time repent. Then let us fear the Lord both night and day. Preserve our souls and bodies, we thee pray. God grant we may so run this mortal race that we in heaven may have a resting place. Preserve the king, the queen, and progeny, the clergy, council, and nobility. Preserve our souls and bodies, I thee pray. Amen with me, let all good Christians say.